My Name on Your Lips, written and read by Calicolor, featuring Don May Podfix with Jem. Fandom is Tian Guan Sifu, or in English, Heaven Official's Blessing. Relationship, Hua Cheng and Xie Lian. Rated E for explicit. Tags include Alternate Universe, Modern Setting. Alternate Universe, Roommates, Hua Lesbians, Porn with Feelings, Oral Sex, Dirty Talk, Sex Toys, Hair Pulling, Accidental Voyeurism, Artist Hua Cheng, Dom Hua Cheng, Sub Xie Lian. Summary: Xie Lian becomes interested in vibrators when she accidentally finds the one belonging to her roommate Hua Cheng. So, she decides to get her own. She can't help being curious when she often hears Hua Cheng's moans through the wall whenever she uses hers. It was only innocent curiosity, that is, until she heard her roommate moaning her name. Xie Lian wondered what sort of acts she must have committed in her previous life to end up in such a situation. A deep shade of red painted her cheeks, matching the object she was currently staring at. It was a bullet vibrator, the color of a rose, but it was anything but a simple flower that emerged from the earth. No, this was a device capable of bringing even confident, teasing Hua Cheng to her knees. It was capable of throwing her into a state of bliss, causing wave after wave of pleasure to course through her lithe body, hips rolling forward in pursuit of. She forced herself to stop that train of thought. She pointedly ignored the way her breasts had turned shallow. Instead, she took note of the two small buttons at the top of the toy. She wondered what they would do. Did one turn it on? Then what about the other? Did it control the vibration pattern? Maybe it controlled the speed. That would make sense. There were nights when Xie Lian could swear her roommate's moans on the other side of the wall were increasing in frequency. It was obvious that she made some attempt to muffle her sounds, but if she was using a toy like that, Xie Lian couldn't blame her for letting them slip. She wasn't complaining, either. Her sounds were music to Xie Lian's ears, and she would be ashamed to admit that she'd gotten herself off to the sound of Hua Cheng's blissed-out sighs on more than one occasion. It was hard to resist when she'd been harboring a crush on her roommate for the past year. A voice called from down the hallway.
Jia, did you find that paintbrush?
The paintbrush, of course. That was the reason she had come to Hua Cheng's bedroom in the first place. Not to rifle through her collection of sex toys. And she definitely owned more than one. But Xie Lian couldn't help focusing on the bright red one. She wanted to know what it felt like. What it sounded like. She already knew how it made Hua Cheng sound. She shook her head at the thought. Anyway, how could Hua Cheng blame her for opening the wrong drawer? She had only asked her to find a paintbrush in the first drawer of her nightstand. Xie Lian hadn't really considered her directions until she was kneeling beside her bed, staring at three drawers. Had she meant the top or bottom drawer? Which one was supposed to be the first drawer? After one more curious glance in the bottom drawer, she shut it and hastily opened the top one, fishing around inside it. When her fingers curled around a wooden stick, she withdrew her hand and stood up, closing the drawer.
I found it.
Xie Lian called, quickly making her way out of the bedroom. When she passed another doorway to enter the living room, Hua Cheng was sitting at a low wooden table. Her knees were bent, legs tucked underneath her on top of a cushion. She clutched a pen, hand poised carefully over a stretch of thick paper. There were blotches of ink across the paper, lines bringing out the forms of fir trees. An open ink pot sat off to the side. The creases of concentration between Hua Cheng's eyebrows melted away as soon as she noticed Xie Lian walking into the room. She smiled brightly.
Thanks, Jia. I would have gotten it myself, but my hands are kind of...
She gestured to demonstrate. Shillian giggled at the sight of the black ink staining her hands. Huacheng had only been minutes into painting when she'd realized her favorite brush was missing. But jostling the table, even slightly, could send ink spilling every way, ruining the table and her artwork. So, she had asked Shillian to retrieve it.
It's okay, Sunyoung. It was no trouble, really.
Shillian said.
I'm happy to help.
I'm so lucky to have such a kind Jeje, Huacheng said. You can go ahead and put it here.
She curled a strand of long hair behind her ear. Shillian had been approaching, but hesitated, unsure of where she meant.
Uh-huh. What do you mean?
Shillian asked. Huacheng pointed at her ear this time.
You can put the brush right here. It's easier for me to reach, and it won't roll off the table.
Shillian nodded in understanding, but her feet remained glued to the floor. Huacheng tilted her head, a questioning look on her face.
Is something wrong?
No, nothing's wrong. I'm just worried I'll bump into the table. I don't want to make the ink spill.
It shouldn't be a problem if you go really slow.
Okay, then.
Shillian sidled over, slowly getting onto her knees so that they were eye level. With the brush in her hand, Shillian slid the blunt wooden end behind the shell of her ear. Huacheng watched her, brown eyes narrowed and a curve to her lips. Huacheng was always so pretty. Every chance to see her up close stirred something inside Shillian. She couldn't help trailing her eyes over her delicate features. Long, sleek hair loose over her shoulders, small silver hoops lining her ears, her soft cheeks, and even softer-looking lips.
Jeje?
Huacheng's voice snapped her out of her reverie. A blush bloomed across Shillian's face, and she fiddled with the hem of her shirt.
Sunyoung, isn't your hair getting in the way? I could put it up for you.
Huacheng smiled and nodded.
Honestly, I was wanting to brush it back myself. I would be so happy if you put it up for me.
Shillian nodded and carefully shifted around so that she was behind Huacheng. She took one of the hair ties usually kept around her wrist and set to work gathering her silky black strands. Worried about causing Huacheng to bump the table, Shillian slowed her movements.
I'll be gentle,
Shillian said.
You always are. Huacheng said with a hum, leaning back a bit.
While it was true she wanted to help Huacheng secure her hair, it was also due to her own selfish reasons. Her hair was so soft and gorgeous, and Shillian could never resist an opportunity to smooth her hands over it, letting the strands flow through her fingers. She wasn't sure how long she spent admiring it. Then again, time always felt slower when her roommate was around. Suddenly, Huacheng let out a breathy laugh.
Do you need some help? Are you still fixing my hair, or are you just playing with it?
In her haste to seem completely natural, Shillian fumbled with her hair. Taking the hair tie, she quickly arranged it into a neat ponytail, or at least she tried to. When she repositioned herself beside Huacheng again, she realized it came out as a messy side ponytail instead.
It's done,
Shillian said. She awkwardly laughed, rubbing the back of her neck. Huacheng pursed her lips, bringing a hand up to drag her fingertips through the loose ponytail. She smiled softly, bringing her gaze back to her artwork.
Thanks, Jeje.
The rest of the evening went as usual. Shillian left Huacheng alone to paint in the living room, and she went to bed early, or so she claimed. In reality, she had turned off the lights and buried herself under her comforter, scrolling on her laptop in the dark. When her eyes landed on an image of a blue bullet vibrator, she tapped her finger on the trackpad. A notification popped up to inform her the item had been added to her cart. Shillian was too nervous to actually use the vibrator when it arrived in the mail a week later. It was nerve-wracking enough just ordering it. Coming home to see the small brown package sitting on the kitchen countertop had nearly caused her to have a heart attack. Of course, Hua-Cheng would never open her mail, but knowing that she had touched the box and probably wondered what was inside made her a bit worried. She just hoped she wouldn't ask. It was too embarrassing. How would Hua-Cheng react if she knew Shilian ordered a sex toy? When she thought about it, Hua-Cheng was a very sex-positive person. It wasn't in her nature to act shy toward matters of pleasure. She would probably say something like, "I am proud of you, Jeje. Masturbation is a natural thing after all, and it relieves stress. It'll be good for you. There's no need to be embarrassed." Nope, nope, nope. There was no way she could tell Hua-Cheng about the toy. A part of her focused on the fact she had only decided to order it after stumbling upon Hua-Cheng's toy. It was more curiosity than anything else. What was the big deal about this thing anyway? Was it really that effective? How come it caused such lewd noises to fall from her lips? 2 weeks after the package had arrived, Shilian was sitting on her bed. Chewing on her bottom lip, her stare was fixed on a spot on the wall. She had determined that Hua-Cheng was out late and wouldn't be coming back to the apartment for at least another hour. She knew. Hua-Cheng herself had texted her to let her know. She was guaranteed time alone to explore. Rolling off her bed to kneel on the floor, she reached a hand underneath to retrieve the inconspicuous brown box. Then she returned to her bed, shooting one more glance toward the door, ensuring that it was, indeed, locked. Opening the box, she took out the blue device. It was small, fitting perfectly in the palm of her hand. The outer material was smooth. It felt nice to rub her finger along its length. When she squeezed, there was a firmness to it. It had two buttons at one end, just like the one in Hua-Cheng's nightstand. She pressed the one with a power symbol. The device buzzed to life, causing Shilian to jump in surprise. It wasn't loud, but it felt deafening in the silent room. She tried to turn it off, pressing one of the buttons hastily. It must have been the other button, because the device only hummed louder. The vibration felt a bit stronger. Every time she pressed the button, the speed increased. Finally managing to press the power button, the device went still. The buzzing stopped, but Shilian could still feel her fingers tingling. She looked around, holding her breath and listening for any signs of Hua-Cheng's return. There were none. She was still alone as ever. Focusing her attention back on the device, she turned it on again. This time, she tried holding the other button down. After a few seconds, a rhythmic pattern started up. It was different from the single, consistent buzz from before. This one was more of a thump, thump, thump. She held it down again. Thump, 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 thump. It was fascinating sifting through the various patterns. One in particular piqued her interest. She paused on it, noticing the way the vibration gradually increased in power before decreasing, as if it was curving on an arc. She let it pulsate in her hand, wondering what she was supposed to do now. She had a slightly better understanding of how the vibrator worked, but does she just put it down there? What did Hua-Cheng do? It was a dangerous thought, conjuring up images of Hua-Cheng lying naked on her bed under the sheets, a hand between her legs, short gasps escaping her as she arched her back more and more, chasing that feeling, clasping a hand over her mouth as she reached her peak to muffle a loud moan. Shilian's eyes had turned hazy. Her hand with the vibrator was slowly trailing downward, coming to a stop mere inches above her clit. Even with the thick fabric of her jeans in the way, the vibration sent a jolt through her body. She let out a gasp and quickly pulled it away. After a moment, she bravely brought it back to rest in the same spot. She allowed herself to ease into the feeling. Then, she inched it down a bit further. When it was finally positioned right on top of her clit, she was panting. Heat spread across her cheeks, and she let herself fall back onto the mattress, keeping the vibrator in the same spot. It was so much, completely overwhelming. She was right on the verge of being thrown over the edge, but she didn't stop or move it away. It felt so good, like nothing she had ever felt before. Her fingers could never achieve even half of what this thing had to offer. And so, she sighed and moaned, letting her hips roll upward as she pressed the vibrator against herself. Her fingers had long gone numb, but she couldn't care less as she let herself drown in the waves of pleasure. Her orgasm hit her suddenly before she'd even had a chance to anticipate it. There was no time to prepare. She tensed as the warmth from her pelvis spread throughout her body. Her mouth had fallen open from a silent moan, eyes squeezed shut. There were tears on her lashes. She couldn't erase the image of Hua Cheng from her mind, imagining how she would look if she could see her now, completely lost in the feeling of pleasure. She vaguely registered a sigh of
Sun Yang,
leaving her lips. After the pleasure subsided, the vibration now felt too intense. She whimpered and pulled it away, turning it off. Minutes passed, her breathing gradually slowing down to a normal speed. Once she could feel her legs again, she got out of bed with the intention of cleaning the toy in the bathroom sink before Hua Cheng got home. Such a device would require proper care for future use. The blue vibrator quickly became Shilian's preferred method of getting off. There were times she attempted to simply use her fingers, but the thought of turning to the vibrator would tempt her in the end. She was careful whenever she used it, always making sure Hua Cheng was not home, or was at least asleep in her room. All seemed to be going well. A month later, however, Shilian retired to bed early after a long day at work. Hua Cheng was still awake in the living room. She knew she was still awake, but Shilian was feeling pent-up frustration from the day. And it wasn't as if Hua Cheng was in her room. Sure, their beds were pressed up against the same wall, but she wasn't in bed yet. It should have been fine, right? She was proven wrong as she was letting out another soft moan into her pillow. Her hand was pressed between her legs, another pillow thrown on top to muffle the sound. A noticeable thud on the other side of the wall caught her attention. Her hips stilled from where they had been running forward into her palm. There was no mistaking the noise. Hua Cheng was awake in her room. For some reason, that didn't make Shilian any less inclined to finish what she'd started. In fact, it turned her on more. She felt like she should stop, wait for her to go to sleep, and continue this later. But the height of her pleasure was right there. Once she turned the vibrator on, it was nearly impossible to stop. And so, she let out a shaky breath and rolled her hips forward again. She really did try to bite back a final moan when she came, but the mere idea that Hua Cheng might be listening caused it to slip. Hua Cheng's name rolled off her tongue. She muffled it into her pillow as best she could. There wasn't a chance for her to mull on things further as she soon drifted off to sleep. The next few days were increasingly awkward, or at least Shilian believed there was a strange tension between her and her roommate. They still spoke and hung out, of course. They still cooked together, which admittedly consisted mainly of Hua Cheng cleaning up Shilian's messes and assigning her simpler tasks. Tasks that didn't involve operating the stove or using a knife. But despite this, every time Shilian walked into the same room as her, she could feel her watching. Shilian would catch her eye, and the scrutinizing expression would disappear as a smile lit up her face. Shilian didn't know what it meant, but she was starting to have the feeling it had something to do with the night she'd gotten off while Hua Cheng was awake next door. If Hua Cheng truly had heard her, why should it matter? Surely she knew Shilian had needs just like she did. They were both grown women. It was perfectly normal and healthy. She groaned into her pillow, frustrated at not knowing the reason for the tension, wishing things could go back to normal, with Shilian secretly pining after her for the rest of her life, probably. She was such a useless lesbian. An odd sound dragged her out of her thoughts. She turned her head, leaning closer to press her ear against the wall. The sound repeated, and Shillian's whole body froze. Her eyes widened, and her breath caught in her throat. It was the dead of night, and Hua Cheng was moaning her name. Was Hua Cheng aware of how loud she was being? Maybe she thought Shillian had gone to sleep already. Sure, she was prone to letting some sounds out, but she had never uttered Shillian's name before. To be more specific, it was a rambling mumble of
Jia-jia, Jia-jia, Jia-jia,
leaving her lips. It made Shillian squirm, her breathing becoming more strained. There was a high probability she was using her vibrator. It was impossible to remove that thought once it had formed. Was she using the red bullet? Shillian wanted to know. She wanted to know everything about Hua Cheng and how wrecked she must look right now. Head thrown back as she clicked the button, gasping out Shillian's name. Before she knew what she was doing, Shillian was reaching over and blindly grabbing the handle of a drawer on her nightstand. After opening it, she retrieved the small satin bag that contained her vibrator. Pulling the strings to open it, she took out the toy with her ears still pressed to the wall. It was dark, and she couldn't really see much, but she didn't need to. She had become accustomed to the small device, clicking it on before slipping it inside her pajama shorts. A tremble was laced in the next breath that left her throat. Unsure whether she should be doing what she was, Shillian also couldn't bring herself to stop. Not when her Sun Yang's desperate whimpers drifted through the thin wall, sending heat all throughout her body. Her hips rutted forward, picking up speed as she pressed a button to increase the vibration. She began letting out more audible gasps, helplessly falling into the feeling of pleasure. Hua Cheng's moans mixed with the sound of the sighs leaving her own lips. A few minutes passed, and Shillian was now shamelessly pressing the vibrator firmly against her clit. She didn't even consider her own noise level, too drunk on the feeling, on Hua Cheng's beautiful sounds. At some point, she realized Hua Cheng's sounds had stopped. Unable to pick up any movement on the other side of the wall, it caused Shillian to pause. The vibrator continued buzzing between her hand and body. Panic started seeping in. Had she been caught? Did Hua Cheng realize what was happening and promptly put a stop to it on her end? Before she could decide on her next course of action, which likely would have involved throwing the device back in her drawer and burying herself under the covers, a low moan met her ear. It sounded closer this time, as if Hua Cheng had positioned her head right where Shillian's ear was pressed. Shillian's jaw went slack at the realization, a helpless squeak leaving her throat.
Jia-jia.
The name was muffled by the wall, but it rang loud and clear in Shillian's ear. A moan followed shortly after, and that was the moment Shillian knew there was no going back. They were both very much aware of what was taking place, and neither of them seemed to want it to stop. With shaky breaths leaving her throat, Shillian rolled her hips forward and pressed her palm against herself. The pace picked up, aided by her nickname leaving Hua Cheng's lips. Moans were shared in the small space at the wall, and soon Shillian was hurtling toward her climax. She pressed against herself a few more times before her breath hitched, and she came with a cry. As she rode out the last wave of pleasure, she vaguely noticed Hua Cheng letting out fragmented moans. Was she also coming? God, Shillian thought she sounded irresistible. A fleeting thought crossed her mind as she slumped down onto the pillows, exhausted. A thought that she needed to see what Hua Cheng looked like when she was coming. The next day started like any other. It was Saturday, so neither of them had to work, free to stay home for the day. Shillian didn't know how she should feel about that, considering what had happened the very night before. Once she'd woken up and deemed the experience as having not been a dream, she prepared herself for the worst when she entered the kitchen. But nothing unusual happened. Hua-Cheng greeted her the same way she did any other morning, offering pancakes hot off the pan. As they ate and chatted about meaningless topics, Xilian wondered if she would be the first to bring it up. When would she bring it up? Did she intend to say anything at all? The day dragged on with neither of them broaching the subject. There was an obvious elephant in the room. When Hua-Cheng decided to take up painting for the afternoon, Xilian decided she couldn't take it anymore. Something needed to be said or done, but she wasn't sure how to go about it, not being the most assertive type. She decided to approach with a more low-key method.
Sanyang,
Xilian said, walking closer to Hua-Cheng, who was sitting at the low wooden table with her legs tucked under her.
Your hair is down. Let me help you put it up?
She wasn't even sure where she was going with this. All she knew was that she wanted to eliminate the distance between them. Hua-Cheng felt too far away, and so Xilian wanted to fix that. Hua-Cheng's sweet smile and nod put her at ease. Come here then, Hua-Cheng said. Please, go ahead and tie my hair up. Xilian kneeled behind her, taking a hair tie from around her wrist. She started combing her fingers through her loose strands. It wasn't unlike the position they had been in before, but this time around, it was laced with tension. Xilian took her time gathering Hua-Cheng's hair, letting her nails graze gently across her scalp. Hua-Cheng hummed at the sensation, tipping her head back and causing Xilian's gaze to fall on her exposed neck. She swallowed hard, tearing her eyes away before they drifted right back. Once she had managed to arrange her hair into a decent ponytail, she couldn't bring herself to move away. Hua-Cheng smelled so good. She wondered if she was wearing her usual vanilla perfume. She tried not to sniff too obviously, leaning forward unconsciously. Everything about Hua-Cheng drew her in, and at the moment, she couldn't look anywhere else besides her neck. Her skin was so pale and delicate, and she wanted to know what it would feel like to touch it, how it might feel to kiss along her shoulder. In a strange sort of daze, Xilian leaned down and gently pressed her lips to the space between her neck and shoulder. Hua-Cheng's breath hitched, but she made no attempt to move away. On the contrary, she placed the paintbrush she'd been holding down onto the table. The lid of the ink pot had already been screwed closed, dangers of spilling non-existent. When she leaned back into Xilian's touch, it spurred her on. Experimentally, she pressed her lips down more firmly before dragging them toward the base of her neck. Placing a few kisses up along her neck, she paused.
Sanyang,
she said,
tell me if I should stop, if you don't want me to do this.
Hua-Cheng didn't say anything. She was silent, aside from her strained breathing. Not feeling assured by the lack of response, Xilian changed her words. She spoke into her ear, voice coming out as a soft whisper.
If you want this, say something. Please.
The response was immediate. Yes, Jeje, Hua-Cheng said. Yes, I want this. Keep going. Emboldened by her words, Xilian attached her lips to the side of her neck. She parted her lips slightly and sucked on the skin. She trailed her lips down her neck at a slow pace, sucking small, faint marks into her neck. Hua-Cheng's breathing had turned ragged, and her fingers curled around the cushion she was sitting on. Jeje, please, Hua-Cheng said. Xilian detached her lips from her neck to regard her curiously.
What's wrong?
Hua-Cheng squirmed, pivoting around so that their faces were mere inches apart. Her eyes glinted with excitement, a sort of hunger in them. Let me kiss you, please. I can't hold back any longer with you teasing me like this. Xilian's eyes flitted down toward her plush pink lips. Wondering how soft they would feel against her own, she nodded automatically. Hua-Cheng slowly brought a hand up to cup her face. Her thumb rubbed over her cheek, burning a blush into the skin underneath. You're so beautiful, Hua-Cheng murmured. Do you know that? She didn't give Shilian a chance to answer before leaning in to press their lips together. A gasp escaped Shilian's throat, the sound immediately swallowed by Hua Cheng. Fingers weaved their way into Shilian's short brown hair, tugging just slightly. It wasn't a forceful action, but it made her breath catch, body jerking closer. She grabbed blindly at Hua Cheng's sleeves. Hua Cheng pulled away to give her a look, arching an eyebrow.
Is Jeje sensitive?
She said with a hum. She looked amused.
Do you not like my fingers in your hair?
She started to untangle them, but Shilian quickly clutched around her wrists, stilling her hands. Hua Cheng's eyes widened slightly. She blinked, and a devilish smirk appeared.
Oh, so you do like that.
Her fingers latched onto the base of her hair, pulling a bit harder. It made her head tip back, lips parting with a sigh. Hua Cheng brought her face close, warm breath ghosting her ear.
Would you like to talk about last night?
Shilian blushed even harder, if that was possible. She shivered hearing her deep voice in her ear. It was true, she did want to talk about it. But now that a conversation was being offered, it made her feel incredibly shy.
What's there to talk about?
Shilian asked in a small voice. This made Hua Cheng laugh, low and raspy. She tugged on her hair again.
Baby, there's so much to discuss. Like when you became interested in vibrators. I'm not disapproving or anything, but I'm very curious why I had to find out through the wall last night. Fucking yourself to the sound of me. How dirty, Jeje.
A whine left Shilian's throat.
I'm sorry.
There's no need to apologize. After all, it's not like it wasn't mutual. I fucked myself to the sound of you, too. A sharp tug on her hair made Shilian gasp, eyes squeezing shut.
So? Hua Cheng continued. What made you want a vibrator so badly?
Shilian opened her eyes to look at her before averting them. She wasn't sure how she was supposed to admit something so embarrassing. And considering the position they were currently in, it only made things more difficult. Hua Cheng leaned closer, placing her free hand on the floor next to Shilian's thigh. She leaned onto it, dipping to skim her lips along her neck.
Why don't you tell me?
A moment passed before Shilian finally mustered up a bit of courage.
That day, you asked me to find your paintbrush? Well, I accidentally looked in the wrong drawer. I found your vibrator. It looked... well, I was curious. So I bought one for myself to see if it was all that amazing.
Hua Cheng's shoulders shook from a soundless laugh.
If you wanted to borrow my toy so badly, I would have lent it to you. I have plenty of others to keep me busy.
She sucked at a spot on her neck, prodding the skin with her tongue. Shilian gasped at the sensation of nipping teeth. Hua Cheng pulled away to examine her work before angling their faces together and kissing her again. It was a mess of teeth and tongue, their warm breaths intermingling. As the hand tugged on her hair, Shilian grasped Hua Cheng's hips to pull her closer. It was only when Hua Cheng's chest was pressed flush to hers that she realized her back was meeting the floor. The hand in her hair was now being used to cushion the back of her head. Their kisses never stopped, Hua Cheng pulling away to breathe for a moment before pressing back in almost immediately. Shilian moaned when she suddenly felt pressure against her crotch, realizing one of Hua Cheng's thighs was pressing forward. Another push forward sent a wave of pleasure all the way up her spine. The waves continued as Hua Cheng's pace picked up, relentless in her determination to make Shilian fall apart underneath her. Gasps escaped Shilian, and Hua Cheng pressed in quickly to muffle them with her own mouth. The tugging on her hair had resumed to accompany their rippling movements. It was so much, too much, and yet, at the same time, not enough. And Shilian wanted more, craved more.
Sanya, Yang.
Shilian managed to get out between kisses. Huacheng paused, her thigh coming to a stop. She looked up with dilated pupils and swollen rosy lips. What is it, Jeje?
Can we move to your room?
Huacheng hummed, as if considering the idea. I'd fuck you on the floor like this if you'd let me, but if you'd prefer something more comfortable, that can be arranged. She smiled sweetly as Shilian felt her face heat up. When Huacheng pushed back on her knees, she slipped one hand under Shilian's knees and the other around her back. Shilian squeaked as she was lifted. Her hands flew out to clasp around her neck. Huacheng's chest vibrated against her shoulder as she laughed.
How are you able to lift me?
Shilian said in awe.
Sun Yang is so strong.
Huacheng started walking in the direction of the hallway. You know I lift weights. Plus, you're so light. It didn't take long to reach Huacheng's bedroom. Shilian was placed down on the bed, a bit too gently for her liking. Huacheng climbed onto the bed and placed herself in the space between her thighs, looking at her from beneath her long lashes. Okay, Huacheng said. How do you want this to go? Shilian bit her lip, distracted by the hands around her thighs. They were pale with slender fingers, nails painted a deep shade of red. She didn't answer immediately, suddenly shy under her gaze. Do you possibly, Huacheng continued, want to use a toy? Her eyes must have brightened with something, because Huacheng's lips twitched up into a smirk. All right, I can work with that. You'll need to answer a few more questions. We both already know you like vibration, but how do you feel about penetration? Shilian wasn't the most well-versed when it came to sex toys, but she did own one dildo. It wasn't as if she was a total beginner, though, admittedly, she didn't use it very often. And these days, she much preferred using her fingers or vibrator.
It comes and goes,
Shilian said slowly.
Sometimes I want it, and other times I don't care for it.
And right now? How do you feel about penetration right now? Shilian swallowed, mouth feeling a bit dry.
Right now, I want to try it with Sun Yang.
Huacheng's eyes darkened upon hearing the answer. She leaned forward to press a chaste kiss to her lips. Okay, last question. I have this new toy I bought a few weeks ago. Haven't used it yet, so it's clean. It vibrates, and it's insertable. Interested? Shilian was interested, and she nodded to communicate that. Huacheng slipped off the bed to search through the drawer of her nightstand. She returned with a small bottle of clear liquid and a blue object. The toy was slender and curved, the larger part tapering off at the tip. There was a separate smaller tip protruding from the base. It intrigued her, and she wondered what kind of capabilities it held. Huacheng set them both off to one side of the bed. We can worry about those later. For now, how about you let me go down on you, Jeje? A soft, oh, left Shilian's lips. Her heart started to beat just a bit faster at the thought of Huacheng's face between her thighs.
Please?
Shilian said.
Yeah, I'd like that.
I thought you would. Want to spread those pretty legs for me? Shilian hesitated for a moment, her face burning. Huacheng simply waited, her index finger tapping lazily against her thigh. Lying back on the pillows and relaxing against the mattress, she parted her legs slightly. Huacheng hummed in approval. Good girl, Huacheng whispered. Just a bit more. You don't want to suffocate me, do you? Not that I would be complaining.
Sun Yang, you just can't say things like that.
She felt fingers gently prying her hands away from her face. Her chin was tipped higher, their eyes meeting. Don't hide. Let me see you, please. You're so pretty like this. Hua Cheng leaned forward to capture her lips, hands trailing down across her shoulders and down her arms. They kissed for a few minutes before there was tugging on the hem of her shirt. "Can I take this off of you?" Hua Cheng murmured against her lips. Xielian nodded.
"Yes."
The shirt was slipped off and tossed onto the floor somewhere. Eager fingers immediately skimmed over her torso, the grays of nails leaving goosebumps in their path. Xielian felt her breath hitch when the hands caressed her boobs, still covered by her bra. A questioning look was shot her way. She slowly nodded. Hua Cheng brought her hands around to undo the clasp at the back, the strap slipping down over her shoulders. When she felt the relief of being completely unclothed above the waist, she became acutely aware of the eyes flitting between her face and chest. Hua Cheng was sucking in her bottom lip, teeth grazing over the delicate skin.
"God, fuck, you're so beautiful,"
Hua Cheng said, sounding as if she was talking to herself.
"But of course you are. I shouldn't even be surprised."
Xielian let out the sound uselessly, unsure of what to even say to that kind of reaction. Hua Cheng started leaving light kisses along her neck, her shoulders, on her collarbone. Then she finally brought her lips to suck one of her boobs. Her kissing turned into sucking, and Xielian felt her skin pinching. It made her gasp. Teeth grazed the area before the tip of a tongue swirled over it to soothe the skin and suck it in again. When Hua Cheng seemed satisfied, she pulled back to examine the red mark left behind.
"Mine,"
Hua Cheng mumbled, eyes flitting up to Xielian's. The possessive way she was regarding her made something stir inside Xielian, and it made the blood rush quickly downward, a familiar throbbing sensation becoming more noticeable. Bringing her lips back down, Hua Cheng stuck her tongue out to lick at her nipple. When she took the bud into her mouth, Xielian's body arched forward automatically.
"Sun Yang."
Hua Cheng hummed as she gently sucked her nipple, tongue prodding at it. She took her time giving both nipples attention, using her fingers to flick and pinch the one not in her mouth. By the time she decided to travel further down her body, Xielian was panting hard. Her body shook slightly, underwear damp with arousal.
"Can I?"
Hua Cheng asked, fingers curling around the waistband of her pants. As enamored as Xielian was that Hua Cheng was asking permission, her hazy mind could not figure out why on earth she wasn't already ridding her of the garment. She whined, lifting her hips.
"Please, please,"
Xielian said. Hua Cheng laughed breathily, dragging both her underwear and pants down in one fluid motion.
"So eager, aren't we? Don't worry, Jeje. I'll take good care of you."
One of her hands moved down over her stomach, nearing where Xielian desired to be touched most. But right before her hand reached the area, it moved to slide across her thigh instead, kneading at the inner part. Xielian whined in frustration.
"Please,"
she said.
Please what?
She was obviously teasing, content with drawing little shapes into her thigh, but Xielian couldn't take it anymore and grabbed her wrist, guiding it between her legs. Hua Cheng's eyes widened, eyebrows rising.
"Oh, Jeje, you're so wet."
Her fingers started moving on their own, pressing into and around her folds. It made Xielian squirm and gasp.
Please put your mouth on me,"
Xielian said. Hua Cheng shifted so that she was lying on her stomach, face a mere few inches away from her crotch. She was looking up at her.
"How can I deny such a polite request?"
Xielian felt like she could cry when the tip of Hua Cheng's tongue finally pressed to the side of her clit. It was easy to become drunk on the feeling of her tongue sliding back and forth, tracing along her folds and dipping just slightly inside of her. Xielian grasped at Hua Cheng's long black hair. She had initially intended to hold it back for her, but now it seemed like it was more for her own sake, out of a desperate need to hold on to something. Hua Cheng had her hands on her hips, holding her in place as she licked into her. The filthy sounds of slurping and sucking filled the room, and Shillian would feel embarrassed if she weren't so busy focusing on the way Hwacheong stared up at her while her tongue was doing such lewd things. The sensations built up, and eventually, Shillian was bucking up into the warm wetness of Hwacheong's mouth. Tears escaped the corners of her eyes, absolutely lost in pleasure. She tugged weakly on Hwacheong's hair.
Sunyoung,
she said, panting hard. She didn't even have a chance to finish her sentence before her body tensed, back arching off the bed. Her hips rutted up as she moaned,
"Yes, yes, like that."
Hwacheong continued licking into her at a quick pace, hands tight around her hips, nails digging into them. Shillian gave one final roll of her hips before she went slack against the mattress. Hwacheong pulled back, rosy lips parted as she breathed heavily. "Good?" Hwacheong said.
So good,"
Shillian said, tugging her closer by the shoulders.
You're so good to me.
They laid there for a few minutes, Hwacheong tucking her face into the crook of Shillian's neck and breathing in. After her heartbeat returned to a normal speed, Shillian slid her hand over Hwacheong's shoulder, turning to press a kiss to her forehead.
It's your turn, Sunyoung. Let me.
Hwacheong propped herself up on her elbow, shaking her head.
No, Jeje, right now this is about you. Don't worry about me.
But...
I'm already feeling so good getting you off.
She reached over to grab the forgotten vibrator and lube, dangling them in front of her face.
So, do you still want to try this? No pressure. If you're too tired, we can stop.
Shillian wanted to comment further on giving Hwacheong pleasure, but she sighed, knowing there was no point in arguing. Once she made her mind up on something, there was no stopping her.
Yes,
Shillian said, nodding.
I want to try.
A smile broke out over her face.
Oh, Jeje, this thing is going to blow your mind. Who knows how many times you'll come?
Shillian blushed, averting her gaze. Hwacheong really was so brazen in her choice of words most of the time. It never became any easier for her to handle.
How does it work?
Shillian asked.
I've played with it a bit. Just tinkering around with the buttons and settings. See, if you hold this button, it turns on.
She held the button down and the toy started buzzing.
Then, if you click this other button, the pattern changes. You can increase the speed with the first button by just clicking it without holding it down.
Shillian's eyebrows furrowed as she tried to take in the information as best she could, but it felt so complicated. There were more capabilities in this device than her simple small bullet vibrator. Hwacheong seemed to notice her visible confusion.
I could fuck you with it, if you want. She said, I know it's a lot to learn, but I pretty much understand how it works.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can do it then.
Feeling shy again?
Hwacheong leaned in to press a kiss to her forehead, then to her nose, one on each cheek, and finally to her lips. Shillian felt herself relax.
We can go as slow as you want,
Hwacheong whispered.
First, can you...
Hwacheong arched an eyebrow at her, waiting.
Can you take off your clothes? Being the only one naked makes me feel... Well, I want to see you too. Is that okay?
Hwacheong huffed out a laugh.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I was so caught up in getting you off, I forgot to even offer. But if Jeje wants to see my body, I wouldn't mind. If anything, I would be honored.
Setting the toy down, she set to work peeling off her shirt and then her pants. She was preparing to take off her bra when Shillian reached out to curl her hand around her wrist.
Wait,
Shillian said. Her eyes trailed over the black lace of her bra and panties. They contrasted beautifully with her pale skin.
Keep your underwear on. I want to see you like this.
Oh, Do you like it?
Yeah. You look good. Really good. Pretty.
Hua Cheng laughed, low and raspy. Okay, then. I'll leave them on just for you. Picking up the vibrator, she opened the bottle and put some lube in her hand to spread over the larger part of it. Closing the bottle, she tossed it to the side and looked at Shilian. Are you ready? Want to be my good girl and open those legs again for me? Those words were enough to shoot another wave of arousal through her body. She whined, letting her legs fall open. Hua Cheng dragged her hand down the front of her body achingly slow. She dragged a finger over her clit, dipping it inside of her a few times and groaning. Fuck. Hua Cheng moaned. You're still so fucking wet. You're going to take this so well. So easily. At first, she only pressed the toy against her clit. Shilian's breathing started to pick up, waiting anxiously for what would come next. After several presses of the toy against her, it was switched on. The light buzz sent a jolt through her body.
Oh,
Shilian breathed out. Good? Hua Cheng said. Shilian nodded, and they continued that way for a while, allowing her to get used to the feeling. Soon enough, Shilian wanted more.
Inside. Can you put it inside me?
Okay, sweetie. I'm going to turn it off first, just to make sure it goes in comfortably. You can decide afterward if you want the vibration or not. It can be a lot for some people. When the tip of the toy was pressed against her entrance, she tensed. Hua Cheng leaned over her to press a kiss to her lips. Just relax, she hummed. We can stop at any point if you're uncomfortable. I want you to feel good. We'll go at your pace. Just tell me when to move. After a long minute where they simply kissed, Shilian decided she was ready.
Okay. Now, you can put it in now.
The toy was only inserted by an inch, the slide made easier by her own wetness combined with the lube. She gasped as the toy slowly entered her, while stretching to accommodate. It burned slightly, but Hua Cheng's lips on her own distracted her and made the pain easier to ignore. Soon enough, the burning subsided and the toy was fully inside of her. She realized the smaller part of the toy was now positioned over her clit. It made her curious how things might feel once the toy was turned on. After a few minutes where she got used to the feeling of something inside of her, she pushed gently at Hua Cheng's shoulder.
I want to try turning the vibration on,
Shilian said. Sure, Hua Cheng said. I'll put it on the lowest speed. If you want to stop, say so. Upon seeing her nod in understanding, Hua Cheng held down the power button. When she felt buzzing inside of her as well as on her clit, Shilian gasped loudly. Her nails dug into Hua Cheng's shoulders. Jeje, Hua Cheng said, concern laced in her voice. Afraid she might turn it off, Shilian shook her head, quickly stuttering out words.
No, don't turn it off. It's good. It's fine. It feels... Oh, oh, that feels... Fuck, Sun Young, I didn't know it could feel that good.
She started rambling about all the new sensations, how the vibration felt inside of her, causing a steady thrum along her walls, how she had never felt anything like it before. For several minutes, Shilian was content with the vibration at the lowest speed. She grinded her hips down onto it, wanting to feel more. Hua Cheng's hands stayed in place, allowing Shilian to control the pace. It was almost perfect, but Shilian wanted more.
Faster,
Shilian said.
Please, can you turn it up faster?
Are you sure?
Fuck, yes, please. I just need a little more.
Hua Cheng moaned at her desperate words, and she clicked a button. The vibration instantly picked up. Shilian almost thought it was too much, but she soon grew accustomed to the change. Her hips bucked up wildly, sighs and moans of, Jeje, leaving her lips.
Looking over, she belatedly realized Hua Cheng had her free hand inside of her panties. The sight was incredibly hot, turning her on even more and bringing her closer to her second orgasm.
"Look at you,"
Xielian said. Her vision was blurry as she gazed at Hua Cheng.
"You like watching me?"
Hua Cheng nodded, a soft moan escaping her, hand moving faster inside her waistband.
"You're so hot, Jeje. I can't help myself."
"Yeah? Want to come with me? I'm so close."
Hua Cheng nodded quickly. They gazed at each other, both panting hard with flushed faces. Xielian's body started to tense, a familiar feeling approaching her. She threw her head back, but kept her eyes locked on Hua Cheng's.
"Oh, fuck. Right there?"
Xielian cried.
Yes. Yes.
"Jeje," Hua Cheng moaned. "I'm right behind you. Fuck. Fuck. I'm..."
She broke off into a loud moan, hips thrusting forward into her hand. Xielian watched as her eyes squeezed shut, tears prickling at the corners. The pleasure seemed to wash over both of them, crashing down hard. Soon enough, the vibration was too much, and Xielian whined, grabbing at the toy still inside her.
Turn it off,"
Xielian stuttered. Hua Cheng did so without hesitation. Xielian slumped back against the sheets, panting hard. Her heart was beating wildly. After some time, Hua Cheng slowly pulled the toy out of her. Xielian winced a bit. She felt gross and sticky and sated all at the same time. Her eyes fluttered shut, and she just lied there, catching her breath as the tingles in her brain slowly faded away. She opened her eyes again when she felt a warm towel brushing over her thighs, and then more gently around her clit. Once she had been thoroughly cleaned up, Hua Cheng tossed the towel into a basket and joined her on the bed. She snuggled into her side, burying her face in her neck.
"You did so well," Hua Cheng murmured. "Was it good?"
"I think you know it was good,"
Xielian said.
You saw me. And heard me."
Hua Cheng laughed, her body shaking against her.
"Oh, I did. I saw everything. Heard those beautiful sounds leaving your lips when you..."
Xielian clapped a hand over Hua Cheng's mouth to muffle the rest of her sentence.
"Stop. That's embarrassing. Don't talk about it."
"What do you mean?"
Hua Cheng sang. She sounded completely unashamed, throwing her leg over Xielian's body.
"We have to talk about things. Communication is important, after all."
Xielian rolled her eyes and shook her head, but despite her exasperation with the woman beside her, nothing could stop the small smile from forming on her lips. The end.